President Obama acknowledged yesterday that economic recovery still has a long way to go.
Obviously, we have a lot more work to do. But it is important for the American people to recognize that we've now added 3.2 million new private sector jobs over the last 22 months.
But those numbers might help Mr. Obama hold on to his own job, as NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
December's unemployment rate was the lowest it's been in nearly 3 years. And while the White House is always careful not to make too much out of any 1 month's reading, the jobless rate has been falling steadily now for the last 4 months. Of course, troubles in Europe or a spike in gas prices could still derail the fragile recovery. But Chief Economist Nariman Berevesh of IHS Global Insight says barring that kind of shock, employers will probably keep hiring in the months to come, though not as quickly as we might like.
I think we can expect slow but steady downward movements in the unemployment rate down to, say, around 8% by the time of the election. While it's better than the alternative, it's quite slow.
Maybe too slow. With 13 million Americans still unemployed, Berevesh says many people have grown impatient with the president's policies, and that could cost Mr. Obama in November.
I would say right now the president has something of an uphill battle on the economy, even if we see further progress on the unemployment rate.
Still, the jobs picture and the president look a lot better now than they did last summer, when some forecasters were predicting a double-dip recession for the United States. Political analyst Nathan Gonzalez of the Rothenberg Political Report says while yesterday's jobs numbers represent good news for Mr. Obama, it's too soon for campaign staffers to start breathing easy.
I don't think there's a magic unemployment number where the president will or won't get reelected. What matters more is how do people feel about where we're headed. And until that gets down to the kitchen table level and people start to feel things getting better, then it's still going to be tough, I think, for the president to get reelected.
There are some signs that kitchen table accounting is getting a little rosier. In addition to the job gains, people worked slightly longer hours for slightly higher wages in December, and holiday spending was up. Lydia Saad is with the Gallup organization, which regularly polls people about their economic confidence.
We have definitely seen that improving since November, because really since October, unemployment's been coming down from 9.1%, and we have seen economic confidence rebounding.
Saad cautions confidence has only climbed back to where it was in June, before the debt ceiling debacle sent Americans running for cover. She says what happens to the economy and people's feelings about it in the next 6 months will be critical.
Voters really lock in around June. You know, whatever the economic numbers are by the end of the second quarter, those are the numbers they're voting on. So what happens to the economy between June and November is far less important than what happens between now and June.
For now, Mr. Obama's approval ratings remain below 50%, though they have been improving. The president continues to press Congress to pass portions of his jobs plan. He says last year's payroll tax cut contributed to the stronger job gains in December. He's urging Congress to extend that tax cut throughout 2012.
There's still a lot of struggles that people are going through out there. A lot of families are still having a tough time. A lot of small businesses are still having a tough time. But we're starting to rebound. We're moving in the right direction. We have made real progress. Now's not the time to stop.
The president's reelection may hinge on whether voters agree. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.